Welcome back, listeners. Today, we're going deep, deep into the hero's journey.
You mean like the classic story pattern?
Yeah, exactly. It's this ancient blueprint that pops up in myths and stories across cultures. You know, we're talking about Joseph Campbell's work here.
Oh, right. The Hero with a Thousand Faces. I actually just reread that.
Oh, perfect timing, Anne, because we're going to unpack that whole thing, how it works and what it means for, well, all of us.
And it's not just about these old stories, right? It's like, it applies to our lives, too, somehow.
Absolutely. That's what's so fascinating about it. Whether it's ancient myths or Star Wars, there's this underlying structure to a hero's adventure.
So, like, are we all on hero's journeys, then? Is that what you're saying?
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's start with Campbell himself.
Okay, yeah. Good idea. The guy was a pretty interesting figure. I mean, just his background alone.
Yeah, tell me about that. What shaped his thinking?
Well, he was born in New York City, surrounded by, like, a ton of different cultures and religions, you know.
So that kind of exposure early on.
Oh, definitely. It sparked this lifelong fascination with, like, universal themes in mythology, searching for meaning in those stories.
Makes sense. It's like seeing all that diversity would make you wonder what connects us all.
Yeah. Exactly. And it wasn't just his upbringing. He was super into authors like James Joyce.
Oh, yeah. Heavy stuff.
And then Carl Jung's ideas, especially the collective unconscious, really profound stuff.
So these influences kind of led him to the hero's journey.
Pretty much. He saw these stories from all over the world, from totally different cultures, and realized they were tapping into a shared human experience.
Like a universal narrative embedded within us.
Yeah, precisely. Hidden in that collective unconscious Jung talked about. Okay, so ready to get into the actual journey.
I am. Break it down for me. What are the stages?
Okay, so it all starts with the hero in their ordinary world. You know, a place of comfort, familiarity.
Like their normal life before everything goes crazy.
Exactly. But then, boom, something happens, shakes things up. It's the call to adventure.
Okay, so that's when things get interesting.
Right. This call can be anything. An opportunity, a crisis, a message from someone. Like, totally out of the blue.
Makes me think of all those times I've had to step outside my comfort zone. Those unexpected challenges.
Yeah, totally. Those could be your own calls to adventure, right there in your everyday life.
I like that idea. But, I mean, does the hero always just jump into the adventure?
Not always. Often there's this hesitation, right? The refusal of the call.
Makes sense. Change is scary.
Totally. It's that human instinct to stick with what we know, even if something bigger is calling us.
Okay, so what finally gets the hero moving then?
Well, it's a mix of things. Maybe a sense of duty, a desire to grow, or just realizing that staying put isn't an option anymore.
And that's when the adventure really kicks off.
You got it. And as they venture out, they usually meet mentors, allies who provide guidance.
Like those wise old characters you always see in movies.
Totally. Think Obi-Wan Kenobi guiding Luke Skywalker. They offer wisdom, experience, believe in the hero's potential.
It's like, in real life, we need those people who support us, right?
Totally. Nobody succeeds alone. All right, so the hero's got their mentors. They're on the path. But it's not easy, right?
Oh, I bet. What kind of stuff do they face?
Trials, tribulations, basically challenges that test their resolve, push them to their limits, setbacks, mistakes, confrontations with their fears.
Like a boot camp for the soul.
Yeah, kind of. But all of it, even the failures, they contribute to the hero's growth.
Okay, but there's got to be some end goal, right? What's it all leading to?
The big thing is transformation. The hero faces their ultimate fear, their biggest ordeal, and through that, they change profoundly.
Like they come out the other side a different person.
Exactly. New understanding of themselves, of the world.
That's powerful stuff. But wait, the journey doesn't just end there, does it?
Nope. They have to return to their ordinary world, bring back what they've learned.
So they go home, but they're changed by the experience.
Precisely. Faced their fears, overcame obstacles, gained wisdom, and they often use that wisdom to help others make the world better.
Okay, so we've got this framework, this hero's journey. But what about the characters, like the specific types of people we see in these stories?
You're talking about archetypes. They're like these universal symbols representing core human qualities, patterns of behavior.
So it's deeper than just like character roles.
Definitely. It's tapping into something primal, psychological even. You see them in myths and stories everywhere. Adds a whole other layer to the hero's journey.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me some examples. Like, who are these archetypal figures?
Well, we've got the hero, obviously, front and center. The one going through the whole transformation.
Makes sense. But who else is in their orbit? shaping their path.
Right. So you almost always see a mentor figure, wise, experienced, guiding the hero along, like we said before, Obi-Wan, Gandalf.
Yeah, those classic wise old characters. I guess in real life, we all need mentors, those people who believe in us.
Absolutely. Then there's the shadow. Now, this one can be tricky. Well, it often represents the hero's darker side, their inner demons. Or it can be a straight-up antagonist embodying those fears and challenges.
Ooh, getting a bit psychological now. So, like, our internal struggles or external forces that hold us back.
You got it. The shadow's there to test the hero, force them to confront those weaknesses. Think Darth Vader, a classic example.
Oh, yeah, that light versus dark thing.
Yeah.
Epic. What other archetypes are there? I feel like I'm learning a whole new language.
Yeah. Well, how about the trickster? Always bringing humor, chaos, shaking things up.
Oh, so they're not always bad.
Nope. Sometimes they challenge the status quo, help the hero see things differently. Han Solo's got some trickster in him, for sure.
Right. He's always stirring the pot. Okay, any more?
Well, we can't forget the mother figure. Nurturing, protective, unconditional love, that source of support, safety, strength.
So crucial for a hero on their journey, right? To have that grounding force.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you see these same archetypes popping up in myths from all over the world.
Really? Campbell talked about that it's not just a Western thing.
Oh, yeah, big time. He was all about the universality of the hero's journey, found in myths from every corner of the globe.
So we're talking Greek myths, Native American stories, those ancient Eastern tales.
Mm.
They all have versions of this.
Exactly. Sure. Each culture brings its own spin, its own values, but the core structure, remarkably consistent.
Okay. I need an example or two here. I'm having trouble picturing it.
No problem. Take Odysseus in Greek mythology. That's a classic hero's journey. Long journey home after the Trojan War, battling monsters, treacherous seas, the whole deal.
Oh yeah, tons of obstacles and transformations in that story. What about something completely different?
Well, you see it in Native American folklore a lot. Young men going on vision quests, venturing into the wilderness, facing danger, isolation.
Wow, that's intense. Seeking spiritual guidance. Finding their purpose. I guess that's a hero's journey too, in a way.
It totally is. And those are just two tiny examples. The point is, it doesn't matter the culture, the time period, we see this pattern over and over.
My mind is blown. Okay, here's a question that's bugging me though. Why do these ancient stories still matter today? Like, they're cool and all, but relevance.
Great question. And Campbell himself was adamant about this. He said myths aren't just dusty relics, they're timeless, offering profound insights into being human.
So they still have something to teach us, even in our crazy modern world.
Absolutely. They give us frameworks for understanding ourselves, navigating life's complexities, guidance for dealing with challenges, finding meaning, living better, more fulfilling lives.
Okay, I buy that in theory.
Yeah.
But give me a concrete example.
Hmm.
How do these ancient myths connect with, like, actual issues today?
Well, think of the hero's journey as a metaphor for resilience. We all hit setbacks, obstacles, but like the hero, we can overcome them, come out stronger, wiser.
So it's like a roadmap for our own personal struggles.
Exactly. Adversity is part of life, but we have the strength to deal with it. It's not about avoiding the tough stuff. It's about facing it, learning, and growing from it.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've got these ancient myths, these hero's journeys, they're everywhere. But I gotta ask, how do we actually apply this to our own lives? I mean, it's all pretty abstract, right?
Well, think about it this way. You've seen how the hero's journey works in myths, in stories like Star Wars. Now, think about your life. Have you ever had, like, a major upheaval, something that turned your world upside down?
Oh, for sure. Like, a few years ago, I got laid off out of the blue, total shock, had to rethink my whole career.
See, that's it. That layoff, that was your call to adventure. You probably felt scared, uncertain, right? Totally normal refusal of the call. But you couldn't just ignore it. You had to deal with it, figure out your next move. That's where your own hero's journey started.
Wow. I never thought about it that way. So all that job hunting, networking, those were like my trials.
Exactly. And those friends who gave you advice, former colleagues who helped out, those were your mentors, your allies on that journey.
It's all starting to click now. But it wasn't always easy. There were definitely some tough times, setbacks along the way.
Of course. Every hero hits roadblocks. Those interviews that went nowhere, the rejections, those were your tests. But even those, the disappointments, they helped you learn, grow.
And in the end, I found a new job that I actually love. Would you say that's like the transformation part?
Absolutely. You came out of that experience changed, right? New skills, new perspective. You returned to your ordinary world, but you weren't the same person anymore.
This is incredible. My little career crisis was a hero's journey all along. But what about when things don't work out so neatly? What if you're, like, stuck in the middle of it, facing a challenge that feels impossible?
Remember, the hero's journey isn't always about some big victory or a fairy tale ending. It's about growth, transformation. Sometimes the toughest lessons come from the struggles, the failures even. That's how we build resilience.
So even when things are rough, we can still be on a hero's journey.
Totally. Every challenge, every obstacle, it's a chance to learn, to become stronger. It's about how we face those things, not whether we can avoid them altogether.
This is seriously eye-opening. I feel like I have a whole new way of looking at my own experiences now.
That's the power of this stuff. It helps us make sense of our struggles, find meaning in it all, tap into our inner strength.
So, as I go on with my own journey, my real-life non-mythical one, what's the one thing I should keep in mind?
You're the hero of your own story. Embrace those challenges, learn from them, and keep searching for your own unique path. And remember what Campbell said, follow your bliss. Find what really lights you up, what gives you that sense of purpose, and let that be your guide.
That's fantastic advice. It's a good reminder that we all have that potential for heroism inside us, just waiting to be unleashed.
Exactly. The hero's journey, it's a call to adventure, an invitation to live with passion, with purpose, to face those fears, embrace the unknown, and become the best versions of ourselves.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up our deep dive into the hero's journey. Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep writing your own heroic story.